You ready?
What?
N-O-E. Miss Mellow. Dark Child Family. You what? With your head hanging down and frown, yeah. You know he only thinks he rules everything in town, oh yeah. Stop all that playing like you don't know what to do, oh yeah. Get on your knees like your mother told you to do, yeah.
If he's ever done anything for you,
anything for you,
he only be the show when he does. Oh, he has the other
stone
and he loves you.
Love for you. If it's a case and it's something I like to tell, hell no. He created it and made me what I am. Oh, oh. If you believe in what I'm saying, give him a chance.
One who dropped number one consecutively, and if you step to me first, come first serve with the word. Whose words is your price? You heard in a holler. It's more to this than the making a dollar. If God said stop, then I wouldn't even bother. Cause I'm a witness what God can do. He took the wealth from the wicked and he gave it to my crew. Now think about it. Where would you be? Where would you go? How would you live? What would you do without Christ? Who would you know? Oh, Dark Child, SOC Collabo. And if you don't know, you better act like you know. Come on.
What? Check it.
Like you know, the heart is always.
Exodus begins with the triumphant story of a man. Chapter 2, verse 1, listen closely, you'll understand the plan. Pharaoh, in the heat of his anger, plotted to destroy the babies from Israel's belly, let the girls live, but kill every boy. But a child named Moses was one that God chose to be. The vessel sent into Egypt to deliver Israel and set the captives free. You see, God took a nobody, made him a somebody, told Pharaoh what he did, telling my people go.
No matter what you do today, no matter what you say today, no matter what you say,
what you gonna say?
Let my people go. No matter what you do today.
That's right.
No matter what you say today.
That's right.
No matter what you say today. Let my people go.
It's 1999 and unfortunately we still ain't free, you see. You think racism is ghost like Casper? Don't forget what just happened down in Jasper. I ask you why the baby's crying and daddy's dying. From the east side to the west side, to the south side, genocide. You can't hide from the fact, all the modern day perils I attack, and I stack the knowledge inside my mind, packed deep like a nine. The power from above I find, rise up my people, cause it's time. Come on, come on. That's right. What you gonna tell them now?
Let my people go. Matter what you do today. Matter what you say today.
That's right.
Matter what you make today. Let my people go.
No matter what you think of me,
let my people go.
Let the band play. Let the band play. Let the band play. That's right. That's right. Let the band play. Let the band play. The moral of the story is while you playing games trying to survive. As long as you selling that mess, doing that mess, you keeping terror alive. Don't hide from the matter, whose pockets are really getting fatter. Some churches are quick to say man, but they ain't that quick to help a man.
Well,
I don't understand. If that's your brother, love your brother. Know your brother, show your brother, no matter what color. Don't hate one and love the other. My people, victory is yours and terror's defeated. If you don't know the book, read it. No matter what you do to me.
No matter what you say to me.
No matter what you
think
of me. This song is dedicated to everybody who's still in bondage by the system, by the powers that be. Break those chains of ignorance. Recognize who you are and whose you are. And if you don't know, now you know. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
I said, can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Can I get one witness?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Come
yeah.
On.
Yeah.
Well, I feel
you.
Let's get out of Egypt. Come on. Come on. Let the band play. Let the band play.
Let them go.
That's right.
looking at me. I'm trying to break the chains up for somebody's life tonight. I believe that there's a praise that's locked up on some of you, that's locked up in your belly, that you can release in this house, and it'll free somebody else behind you. It'll free somebody in front of you. Come on, let it receive. It's that serious. It's that serious. That's why I have to praise him. That's why I have to give him glory. There's somebody depending on me to shout tonight. Oh, God. There's somebody on the verge of suicide that needs to hear me scream, thank you, Jesus. There's somebody dealing with depression that needs to hear me shout glory to the Lamb. Of God! Ah, they're waiting on you. The whole earth is waiting. The whole earth is waiting. The whole earth is waiting for the manifestation. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. Can you lift up your hands? Close your eyes and sing it. Tell them, say, Lord, you are.
Lord, you are good.
Tell them.
You are.
Talk to your Father. Tell him he's been better. What do you owe him? What do you owe him? Oh, God. Oh, God. Even if we tried, God. Lift those voices and say, talk to them, tell them.
Even if I
never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles. Oh, and you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way to be made. How you made a way when there was no way to be made.
Fix me. Savior, my God, from the depths of my heart, I'll give all praise and honor to you, O matchless King.
Worship you alone,
blessed Savior,
Savior,
oh Lord,
from the depths of my heart,
yeah, I give all praise
and honor
to you,
O matchless King.
There is no one like you in all the earth. How great and magnified your name.
It hurt me when they said,
told me I would be nothing, no
I don't have to accept it.
To be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking and walking, walking, though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see the one.
That I have for you. plan to prosper, nothing harm you. And although you may think that your time has passed, God's only saving the best for last. Your future greater than your past.
I know the plans that I have for you.
I like it when you say it.
Plans to prosper.
Say it like
nothing
that.
Harm you.
And although you may think that your time has passed,
only
saving the best for last. Your future greater than your
my sister Yolanda Adams.
I have a word to share with you.
Share it.
Those who feel God has forgotten you.
Yeah.
to the Holy of Holies I go, just to commune with you. When we gather, nothing else matters, if I can just get through. Everything that I need is in you, you're all I need to know. And even though my soul is thirsty, you are the God of the overflow.
I used to think that I could not go on. coming to the Dennis A. Wickard Civic Center, 1801 Nash Street, Sanford, North Carolina, Sunday, October the 19th, 2014. Doors open at 3 p.m. Program starts at 4. Sponsored by Lady Sue, Dreamcast, and Two World Entertainment. It's the Gospel Exposure, benefit for Helping Hands Clinic. Featuring on the program is the Doctor of Gospel, Doc McKenzie, and the Gospel Highlights of Lake City, South Carolina.
Leave my burden down. They got so heavy. I couldn't carry this.
Also appearing is the Iceman, Lee William, and the Spiritual QCs of Tupelo, Mississippi. That's not all. It's Grammy Award winner, Movable Ones, and the Sunset Jubilaires of Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
You've been faithful, you've been true, and you've done all that you could do. And for your faithfulness,
also appearing is the anointed Deborah Barnes of Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. It's Lily Storms of Las Vegas, Nevada. The Sons of Destiny of Cola, North Carolina. The Master Keys of Engine, North Carolina. Advance tickets, $20. At the door, $25. For ticket information, you can call 919-356-8242 or 919-775-1200. It's all taking place on October the 19th in Sanford, North Carolina at the Wicked Civic Center, 1801 Nash Street, Sanford, North Carolina, Sunday, October the 19th, 2014. Doors open at 3. Program starts at 4. We'll see you there. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Can you remember? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
Will I
been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor.
It only works when we all do it.
It's my sweet
to do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, you say,
this is my season for grace.
For what else?
For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown.
Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church,
everything is working.
Don't feel good
together,
but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all.
Everything is
nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Lift your hands and say it.
my lowest.
You cannot imagine.
For no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story.
You just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your hand. So just let me tell you. I say you may as well break out and dance.
I love this about God, because even though I'm not perfect, my deliverance. What I want to share.
My testimony.
Somebody needs to know my story. Can I get a witness?
My story.
And it's through my testimony. God did it.
God did it.
God did it.
God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it.
Thank you. extra weight on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. It's the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 7 days a week, Mondays through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Catch the wave on the NFI. It's the morning show with the Chatham County Country Boy from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. From 11 to 2 with the Anointed One. And from 2 to 5, catch the evening drive with the Farmer Boy on the NFI.
Tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. on the NFI to the Woman to Woman Talk Show.
Real experience, five ladies on the panel who brings it to you straight.
Live every Thursday at 1 p.m.
on the NFI. Don't miss it. It's something that you have to really listen to know that it's the truth, and the truth will make you free. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Welcome back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
A brand new walk. He changed me. I got a brand new talk. He changed me.
Things I used to do.
He changed me.
Song is for all the moms and the papas who've been leaning on the Lord a long time, and for all the young folk who think they have all the time in the world to get their house in order. Look at here.
The leaning tree is not always the first to fall. Ooh,
doesn't matter the age when death calls. While you're young and strong, God may call you home. The leaning tree is not always the first to fall.
Let me say it again. The leaning tree is not always the first to fall. No.
Doesn't matter the age when death calls.
Some people think because they're young, they have the time to play and roam. You better get your house tied up before death do appear. You never know the time to be leaving here. Well, the leaning tree is not always the first to fall. Say that the leaning tree is not always the first to fall. Whoa,
I love now. Why
are you
young and strong?
God may call
you home.
Whoa, the leaning tree is not always the first to fall. Look at here, I got a story. There was an old godly man. His story always comes to mind. He outlived all his children. He leaned a long time. God let him live to see 109. Oh, a leaning tree is not always the first to fall. Somebody need to hear. That the leaning tree is not always the first to fall. No.
Doesn't matter. The age when death falls.
Somebody need to hear.
While you're young and strong, God
may
call you home. The leaning tree is not always the first to fall.
Not always.
Not the first to fall.
The leaning tree.
Not the first to fall.
It get weak sometimes. It's not the first to fall. It's not the first to fall.
The
leaning tree.
The
leaning tree. It's not the first to fall. It's not the first to fall. Somebody got a mother. Been leaning a long time. Somebody got a father. You wanna play in Rome?
The
leaning tree.
The
leaning tree. It's not the first to fall. Somebody need a hair.
The
leaning tree. The leaning tree. I say the leaning tree is not always the first to fall. No. Thank the Lord that gave me the strength to tell my story. I saw a preacher one day. He was leaning. I saw a deacon still standing. It's not the first to fall. Sometimes the wind may blow. Oh Lord. Sometimes it may rain. Not the first to fall.
Not
the first to fall. Somebody got a father. Still leaning. Somebody got a mother. Still standing. Not the first to fall.
first to fall.
I do it from my heart. Don't need nothing, Lord, I do it.
better right now.
Tell God I love you.
You ought to tell God
I love you.
Tell the Lord that I love you. You ought to tell the Lord right now. Let me dance a little bit.
Yes, sir.
I see me dancing here. I see me dancing here. I see me dancing here. Do you wanna come on and do it from your heart?
Do it from my heart.
Do you got a good heart? Do you have a good heart?
When I went to church. keep the seat. Started the singing, started the shouting. You should have been there when I came through. Ooh. Hey, hey, hey. Good God Almighty. Make me feel good, boy.
love you, Lord. I care about praising your name. Lord, every day I praise you. Every day your name remains the same. Just like an old lady told me one day, when you're praising God, when praises go up, blessings come down. Oh, how blessed are you. If I get there, Lord, I know you're going to make it all right for me. Listen here. I care about praising your name. Every day, your name is the same. Lord, if I make it, if I make it, if I make it to you, Lord. I know you're gonna make it all right. You can call me what you please, but Lord, Lord, it's you that I really need. If I get to you, we'll be right back.
good to me. Come on, Cecil, help me say it.
I won't forsake y'all, but I couldn't get well.
He healed my body, and right now I can tell.
Oh, will show me tonight. I got to keep holding. I got to keep on holding on. Throw my weight sometimes. Get dark at night. I told the Lord, I'm never gonna give up. You've been good to me, Jesus.
Down by the Red Sea. do you no harm. I'm walking and talking with you, yes sir. We're late at midnight, I'm yes sir. You might not see me moving, but I'm down behind you. I'm right by your side, yes sir. You don't have nothing to worry about moving. I'm gonna use you. I'm gonna use you. I'm gonna use you. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Hey, there is somebody right now, that's going through crisis in your life. Yes, there is somebody that's sick in your body. And the doctors have given you up. Yes, but I hear Jehovah Rupa Slinger, I'm gonna be your deliverer. Hey, yes, I am. Yes. There's something about sickness. Sickness is nothing for God. Cancer, AIDS, they're nothing for God. All God's got to do is just bat his eye. And every disease would have to flee by the power of his spoken word. Somebody right now that's going through, let me tell you something. The only way to get through is that you got to go through. But when you get on the other side of your problem, get on the other side of your situation, you can sing like the songwriter said, my soul, look back and how I made it over. Well, I come tonight to tell somebody that God delivered the children of Israel. Just like you delivered them, God's gonna deliver you. If you can just hang on a little while longer.
Those of you that got a mother over in the kingdom, like I have, I want you to tell me.
How can I get to Canaan? Oh, how can I get to Canaan? Tell me.
Thank you.
gonna tell you right now, I feel so much better.
Oh, Praise the Lord. My name is Pastor Herbert Coates. I pastor First Redeemed by the Blood Church and Ministries here in the Fort Wayne area. Our service times are Sunday morning, educational hour 9 a.m., worship service at 10 a.m., and then midweek service is Wednesday nights, 6 p.m.
Dan Layden, St. Albans Episcopal Church on 7308 St. Joe Road. Our service times are Sunday at 8 a.m. and 10:15, and you can visit us on the website at www.stalbanfw.org.
I'm Pastor Joe Simpson of Branches of Christ, 2010 East Tillman Road here in this great Fort Wayne city. Glad to have you with us. Come and join us.
Yes, my name is Pastor Jim Splunn. I pastor at Mission House Church in Huntington, Indiana. We're located at 569 Aetna Avenue.
My name is Jim Hibbert. I'm the pastor of South Woodbridge Pentecost Church of God. You can find us on Facebook, South Woodbridge Pentecost Church of God, and our service on Sunday morning at 10:30 and Wednesday night at 6 o'clock.
And I'm Pastor Patrick Haskins, the Light of Life Faith Center, located at 7115 South Calhoun Street, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Our services start at 10:45 on Sundays, Wednesdays at 1 p.m., and Saturday night at 6 o'clock for faith development. I'm anxious to get into these questions here, and this first question goes to Pastor Jim Hibbert. After the rapture, will anyone be saved?
Well, there's a lot of information about the rapture of the church, and a lot of people have different opinions about the rapture, but Scripture is real clear that there's some events that take place after the rapture where people are giving their life to the Lord. The Jewish nation, the nation of Israel, is awakened. We find out in Zechariah chapter 12 that there's a spirit of mourning that comes over them, and they began to weep for the Messiah, and they began to accept him. And we know that the Antichrist tries to go into Jerusalem and to sit down on the mercy seat and declare himself to be the Messiah. And the Jewish folks, when they see this Antichrist sitting down on the mercy seat, they reject him. And I believe that's the awakening of the Jewish nation. I think it's really the greatest event that's going to take place here in the near future is the awakening of the Jewish nation. And once they reject the Antichrist, this spirit of mourning comes upon them, and they begin to evangelize the world. Now, I know a lot of people teach that that unless you take the mark, name, number of the beast, you cannot survive during this reign of this person called the Antichrist, which is a false prophet, really, but we call him the Antichrist. But the truth is the Jewish people never take the mark, name, number of the beast. And I think that the nations that support Israel never take the mark, name, number of the beast also. But it makes sense. That's why it's so important for America to support Israel, because this awakening is going to come. Someday Jesus is going to come back and sit down on the mercy seat in Jerusalem, and because it's his city. You know, we have Washington, D.C., and then we have Jerusalem, D.C., David's capital. That's where Jesus is going to sit down someday. But the truth is the Jewish people evangelize the world, and they do it with tremendous anointing and force. Miracles are taking place. And the scripture says, as the sands of the sea, we're going to see people getting saved during this time. So it's a great time of awakening, and it's real soon. We don't know when the rapture is going to take place, but in God's timetable, you know, he has this day as a thousand years thing. So it's just a few seconds away, and we're going to see a great awakening and lots of people giving their life to the Lord. Tremendous time of anointing and power and miracles.
Okay. Remember, don't ever take the mark of the beast, otherwise you're done. No chance of repentance. This next question is for Pastor Splunn. People who died in Christ, are they able to see what is going on earth with their loved ones and communicate with them?
Well, praise the Lord. You don't see anywhere in the Bible where that people are talk to people after they're dead. We see in the Old Testament where the King Saul, he went to the witch of Endor, and he got her to conjure up a spirit, which was Samuel, and God rebuked him for that sharply. And so And, you know, we've never seen, I don't never see where anybody communicates with anybody. It's Jesus was dead, but he's alive, so we don't communicate with any dead people. And as far as anybody seeing us, what's going on in the earth, I don't see any scripture backing that up. Maybe the Bible says in Hebrews 12, it says, we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that would so easily beset us. Let us run the race that is set before us with patience and look into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And everything points to Jesus. So if you're trying to communicate with some dead relative, quit doing that. That's not scriptural. And you know, and they're not going to come and talk to you. If you want to communicate with anybody, it's in heaven. You need to communicate with Jesus Christ, because he's the mediator between God and man, and he's the one we need to be talking to today.
Okay, then we have Pastor Jim Hibbert, and then Pastor Dan is going to be after him.
Well, I'm in total agreement. This is true. You know, really, we shouldn't be attempting to contact our loved ones. I think Houdini tried that, and it ended up a disaster. He wrote a book about all the fakes out there that are able to contact your dead loved ones. But we can have knowledge of they're in the presence of the Lord. The Lord can give us peace. I've read quite a few books of people that have had near-death experiences or died. And while they were in heaven, they saw their loved ones, and or their loved one came to them and told them, you know, you've got to go back. You know, can they see what we're going through right now? No, they cannot. They cannot. How could it be heaven? Somebody's up in heaven, and they find out that you've had a car wreck. They would be grieved. They would be suffering. And we know that heaven is a place of peace. You know, I had an aunt one time. Her husband passed away. My uncle passed away, and she tried to talk to him all the time. And after a while, I think it became so demonic that I think it really took over her life, and it destroyed her life. And, of course, she died a broken woman because she wanted to talk to her husband so badly. And you can understand that heartfelt desire to want to talk to our loved ones. But everything must be done through Jesus Christ. His Holy Spirit that he's given to us is through Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit today who reveals to us. The Bible says, the eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. And then the next verse says, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. So if the Holy Spirit reveals something to you about your loved ones in heaven, how wonderful it is or something, that's okay. But to you know, attempt to have a visitation with your loved ones outside of the leadership and direction of the Holy Spirit, a dream that he might give us or something, or like these near-death experiences, and we don't have anything to dispute with them, that they died and went to heaven and came back. We have nothing to dispute with them. But you should not be attempting to contact your loved ones today, and they do not know what you're going through.
Okay, Pastor Dan Layden?
Yeah, I just wanted to add, that was a good answer. I would not discount those experiences with the Holy Spirit and in heaven, but I cling to what Jesus says about today you will be with me in paradise, and I go and prepare a place for you. When we die, I believe that we're in the presence of Jesus. We are in his presence. And